So here's something that should make you slightly uncomfortable. The same AI systems deciding whether you get a mortgage, flagging your credit card as stolen, or approving your small business loan. Most of them are complete black boxes. Nobody, not the bank, not the regulator, not you, can fully explain why they said yes or no. And the industry just kind of accepted that for years until now. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is genuinely fascinating to me because it's about a fight happening inside the walls of every major bank right now, a fight between speed and accountability. So here's the setup. AI in finance has exploded. We're talking fraud detection, credit underwriting, transaction monitoring, AML compliance, all of it running on machine learning models that process millions of decisions every single day. And for a long time, the pitch was simple. Our AI is more accurate than your old system, trust us. Banks said great, deployed the thing, and moved on. But here's where it gets interesting. Regulators started asking questions, real questions, like, why did your system deny this loan applicant? Or why did it flag this transaction as suspicious? Show your work. And suddenly, the industry had a problem. Because the model said so is not an answer that flies with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the EU, or increasingly anyone. Enter a company called Zest AI, founded by Douglas Merrill, former CIO at Google, which is not a small resume line. Zest AI has been building what they call non-black box credit models. The idea is almost radical in its simplicity. What if we built AI that could actually explain itself? Not just output a score, but give you reason codes, feature contributions, a paper trail that a compliance officer could hand to a regulator without breaking into a cold sweat. And the results are real. Lenders using Zest AI are reportedly approving more borrowers at the same or lower loss rates. They're extending credit to people traditionally labeled high risk, thin file consumers, people without long credit histories, by using thousands of data variables instead of the same five factors traditional scorecards rely on. So, what's the takeaway here? Explainability isn't just a nice to have anymore, it's a competitive moat. The banks that can say, here's exactly why our AI made this decision, are going to win the regulatory trust game. And in finance, regulatory trust is everything. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the credit risk side of this story, something else was happening quietly in the fraud world. And honestly, it's even wilder. Story number two, fraud is getting smarter. Not a little smarter. Dramatically, terrifyingly smarter. We're talking coordinated fraud rings operating across multiple institutions simultaneously, synthetic identities built from real data fragments. Account takeover attacks that look indistinguishable from legitimate logins. The old playbook, rules-based systems, static thresholds, manual review queues, is completely overwhelmed, and the numbers back this up. Digital transaction volume has exploded, fintech activity has exploded, the attack surface is enormous, and fraudsters are adaptive in ways that rules can't keep up with. So, a company called Datavisor took a different approach. Instead of training a model on known fraud patterns, which is the traditional supervised learning method, they use unsupervised machine learning, meaning the system looks for anomalies and coordinated behavior it's never seen before, without needing labeled examples of past fraud to learn from. It detects campaigns, networks, rings. Not just individual bad transactions, but the coordinated infrastructure behind them. Meanwhile, MasterCard, not a startup, very much a giant, announced they're using generative AI for fraud mitigation and reportedly doubled their detection rates for compromised payment cards. Doubled. That's not an incremental improvement. That's a step change. And if you're thinking, wait, doesn't more AI detection mean more false positives, more legitimate transactions getting blocked? That's exactly the right question. And the answer is actually no, not if it's done right. The whole value proposition of these newer systems is better signal to noise. Fewer false alarms, faster investigations, human analysts spending their time on the cases that actually matter instead of chasing ghosts. So, zoom out for a second, we have explainable AI making better credit decisions on one side, and unsupervised AI catching fraud patterns nobody even knew existed on the other. These aren't separate trends, they're converging into something the industry is starting to call an integrated risk ops stack. Fraud detection, credit risk, compliance, all talking to each other in real time. That's a big deal. And the companies building that stack are going to own a lot of value, quick hits before we go. AppZen, an AI startup focused on back office finance, promises 100% audit coverage of expense reports and invoices in real time, catching duplicate payments and policy violations before the money even leaves the building. CFOs are apparently very into this. There's also a growing concern in VC circles about AI washing in the fintech space. One study found startups that emphasize AI raise 15 to 50% more money, which means the incentive to exaggerate is enormous and due diligence is getting harder. And the EU AI Act is starting to land in finance boardrooms as a real compliance deadline, not a hypothetical, which means model governance just became a line item in every enterprise AI budget. Here's the thing connecting all of this. Finance has always been about trust. Trust that the system is fair. Trust that your money is safe. Trust that the decisions being made about you are defensible. For a minute there, AI threatened all three of those things. Opaque models, rampant fraud, overhyped capabilities. But the best companies in this space are actually rebuilding that trust, one explainable model at a time. The question isn't whether AI will run finance. It already does. The question is whether we can make it accountable enough that we're okay with that. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.